The queen turned to the mice that attended her and told them to go at once and get all her people.
Quickly now, quickly!
As soon as they heard her orders, they ran away in every direction as fast as possible.
Now,
said the Scarecrow to the Tin Woodman,
you must go to those trees by the riverside and make a truck that will carry the lion.
So the Woodman went at once to the trees and began to work. And he soon made a truck out of the limbs of trees, from which he chopped away all the leaves and branches. He fastened it together with wooden pegs and made the four wheels out of short pieces of a big tree trunk. So fast and so well did he work that by the time the mice began to arrive, the truck was all ready for them. They came from all directions, and there were thousands of them, big mice and little mice and middle-sized mice, and each one brought a piece of string in his mouth. It was about this time that Dorothy woke from her long sleep and opened her eyes. She was greatly astonished to find herself lying upon the grass with thousands of mice standing around and looking at her timidly. But the Scarecrow told her about everything, and turning to the dignified little mouse, he said,
"Permit me to introduce you to Her Majesty, the Queen."
Dorothy nodded gravely, and the Queen made a curtsy, after which she became quite friendly with the little girl.